Welcome back to Reflections, your host Jorge Gonzalez. I said I'm recording from the Boston area for this week, and I tried to convince my son to join me. We always have interest in areas. He's read, you know, and reads a lot on the well-being with Atria. He had reminded me of the book by Atria, and he's really conscientious and making sure, you know, from a nutritional and a physical and the whole mental thing. So, but he didn't take me up on it. Although, you know, one of the interesting things he did was he asked Gemini. I told you that he asked him about what we could do this weekend, and what Gemini, artificial intelligence, came back with. And the other thing that came back with was that there was an excellent senior center in the Winchester area that I could, you know, spend a really good day in the senior center. So it was kind of weird, you know. One of them was across country in Carlisle, which is really, you know, very physical and outdoors and tough. And then the other was an indoor, really, you know, nursing home. Although, you know, it apparently pretty upscale and all that kind of thing. But the other thing he asked, Gemini came in this morning and he asked him to take a look at my webpage. This, you know, Reflections by Jorge Gonzalez, that I encourage all my listeners to go in and listen. You can listen to past recordings and get information on the vision and mission of this program, Reflections. And if you want to be a sponsor, et cetera. So he and Gemini said they went in and they were very impressed with the depth of the recordings, the presentations, the guests that I have, and the organization. And it was very good in terms of the substantive content of these recordings on the webpage and the way the whole webpage, you know, the substance of the different presentations on the mission and the goals, etc. It had a lot of recommendations on simplifying, how I could simplify the presentation on the web page. So I got to go back to the person, you know, working with the web page, see if with some of those ideas can be implemented. And all. So anyway, that is always this artificial intelligence. But what, at the end of the last segment, I was saying that when I travel, spending a vacation home, or I travel, my thought, the fact that it works for me doesn't mean it should work for anybody else, but I like to sort of keep abreast of what's happening and keep moving forward on items that were left pending. And so that when I get back home, there's two things happen. I'm up to date on everything that's been taking place to a great extent, not everything, but to a great extent everything that's been taking place. And I know where it stands. And I'm, you know, I'd have to go back and spend all kinds of time talking to different people to see what had happened. And the other thing I find is that for me, and again, this is personal, but to keep moving intellectually on areas that are challenging are important, to the extent that I find I kind of relaxed too much, and I didn't get back into the swing of things. It just hurts. It's like a mind is a muscle, and it's just like you're not doing a particular exercise. So I find that if I don't force my mind to keep moving and you know, communicating and analyzing, I find that it hurts when I get back and have to do it. that used to happen a lot when I'd go off for 3 weeks, you know, on a vacation. So I try to keep it on. So anyway, that's just, you can call it a hang up or whatever you want to call it, but that's the way it is. One of the things that we did was visit the Museum of Science, and it's an excellent museum in the Boston area. It was between the Fine Arts Museum and the Museum of Science, and ironically, on Monday, this was Martin Luther King Day, they had a free admissions at the Museum of Fine Arts, and had some really, you know, great exhibitions. But ironically, I felt that if we went there on a day where it was free entry, that it was going to be bedlam to get in, and then with all the crowds to really enjoy. So I said, let's go to the museum. We'll have to pay, but it should be interesting. One of the things they had was a model train exhibition, which was the last day, and it was fantastic. Really, really well put together. And one of the ones was a Lego exhibit with the trains going through and all, but a Lego exhibit, and it was of the Museum of Science, and the number of it took 10 months by the WPI Lego Club. WPI stands for the Worcester Polytechnic Institute, nearby, about, you know, an hour away from Boston. And it had that particular, it took them 10 months to put it together. It has 40,855 pieces to put this exhibit together, of which 1,388 were, you know, original, produced by them, imagine using 3D printing, put together by actually. So and you know, that was a beautiful thing. The trees, the autumn trees, were so realistic looking from besides, like it was like a painting, just well done, really well done. Among the things that we enjoyed was in the museum, areas of physical health. We got in, and, you know, diabetes and hypertension and different ways, you know, walking, like how much calories, and you go through a walking scanning, and they tell you at your normal walking speed how much calories and all you're expending. We spent the whole day and had the lunch was fantastic. And after lunch, there was a presentation on stress, really well done. It was scientific, had all the areas of the brain and the different hormones that are created and how all that works. Just a great part. The part that I found most interesting, and it's an area that I've always reflected on and wondered, is that you know, we all know that stress, continued constant stress is damaging. But the issue for me has always been, should we force ourselves or look for stressful situations for ourselves? Is that healthy? Some people, and again, this is always personal. Some people, decide that they're not going to live a stressful life, and they're just looking for calmness and tranquility. And when I have people my age, that's the decision they've made. Their retirement is real retirement. Golf and travel, and they're not involved in any. In their profession, legal or accounting or what have you, and they're not involved in organizations. When they are in organizations, it's a laid back, involvement, not not taking on any positions of leadership. It's real, you know, taking it easy. I've always felt and feel I need to force myself into situations where I do have to challenge my intellectual abilities and physical ability. But now I'm talking about intellectual. And this presentation, the message that I received was that that you should, you know, physically and mentally, you should be putting yourself with controlled and limited, you know, for stressful situation. That's good. It develops mentally and physically the what you need in order to handle when it gets you know, worse and all. And that this is good for you. I went up to her, the person doing the presentation, and I asked more specifically, you know, whether my theory in terms of forcing myself into leadership positions or giving this radio program, which every time I prepare for it and I'm giving it, it is a stressful situation. And she said the answer was that it's very personal, but that if that's what I felt, you know, enjoyed and comfortable with, then it was good. So long as, you know, it wasn't prolonged and there was, you know, a balance. And so this trip, it's a combination of I'm giving this this program. And I'm, you know, receiving calls and reviewing documents and you know, doing things within my consulting profession that some people would say, well, but it's under controlled circumstances. It's for periods that I set aside, and then I, you know, do the skiing, or I do a nice, you know, a word game with the family, or just nice, you know, dinner. And there I just do not answer phones and do not think about these other things. So it's a balance. And it's good to hear that at least my theory for me, you know, it has for a person who's involved in the educational world of dealing with presentations on stress, that makes sense. So that was a good result of our visit to the Museum of Science Museum in Boston. The let me see where we go from here. I just a little bit more on the Science Museum. One thing that I found interesting, it's completely bilingual. Everything, all the videos, all the signs, well, except for the presentation on stress, but everything that's on the exhibit area is in Spanish and English. And I found that super interesting. Of course, my pet peeve in Puerto Rico, we should be bilingual, and you know, our exhibits and our signs and all should be in Spanish and English, and too often it's just in Spanish. But it's interesting that in Boston, at least in this museum, everything is bilingual. One of the things I want to do is with my grandson, the one who's in Andover, see if on Sunday I take him back and just spend some time on the campus. He asked me, you know, what changes have taken place, and he's kind of been very interested in, for the first time. That's the way as kids develop. They now look at you with a little bit different eyes once they're at Andover. And he wants to sort of see what changes have been placed. And I want to see some of the changes that have taken place and how things are different. And I have been going back over time. But I like to do it with, you know, through his eyes and see the different facilities and how things are happening through his eyes. So I hope to do that on Sunday. That should be a lot of fun. We'll see how that comes together. It was an article that kind of jives with what I've been talking about, and the six habits the six hobbies and six habits at these articles. There were both of them on January 13th. And in terms of the six habits, and it was, that were good for our longevity, it goes into the walk, which we all know, sleep well, which we all know, be involved with the community, get involved with the community, to have a purpose is another one. That the fourth one, the fifth one is anti-inflammation. And there was an interesting article. And the sixth one is, reduction of alcohol, which we've talked about, trying to keep it down to not more than one drink per day. But on anti-inflammation, there was an interesting article on the merits of oatmeal, daily or almost daily oatmeal is really important. And to relax our blood vessels, to reduce the inflammation of the blood vessels. That's number two. It says, number three is to lower the bad LDL cholesterol. And the fourth is to reduce plaque buildup in our arteries. Those are the four things that this article mentions. Oatmeal, and the better oatmeal is I use the original oatmeal instead of the quick one. I just find it it's more solid, and apparently that's the way to go. And this just ties so well into what I was, it was an exhibit on as I said, the high blood pressure, and they just said, what salt does, what this does, and basically salt and different things just constricts the blood vessel, so it just increases the blood pressure, and so these things are, dilate, relax the blood vessel, and then reduce blood pressure. And oatmeal is one of them, by an article by coincidence that I ran into. In fact, it was this morning. So, good stuff. Let me see how we stand here. Oh no, yeah, I've run out of time in this second segment. So let's take a pause. This is Jorge Gonzalez, your host, Reflections.